joining us right now is Matthew Foldy. He's the founder of Students for Free Expression. Matthew, welcome to Mornings on the Mole. We're so glad to have you.
Absolutely. Thanks for spending all your time talking about this critically important issue.
Wow. Well, we're not going to spend all our time, but we'll spend some
of
it with
time.
You. I'm just saying. Now, you are a student at the University of Chicago.
Yes.
And you're going into which year?
I'm going to be a senior next year.
Going to be a senior. Great. And you have, first of all, what is the Students for Free Expression?
That's a great question. So as you guys are seeing, we are spending a lot of time talking about the importance of free expression on college campuses. And we had, even at UChicago, which is a school known for our strength on this issue, we still had some problems two academic years ago. And so my dean of students asked me to help put together a conference with students of all ideologies from across the country on campus. So we had 14 schools represented on campus at this conference. And then we wrote up this statement of principles. And then we decided, okay, the work is not done because this is something that needs constant vigilance. And so now we're working with a new group that we created called Students for Free Expression. And we're finding representatives on campuses from across the country to help us advance this with their student governments, their school administrators, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very important work, and it's important to show that students are engaged in this as well.
What kind of reaction have you had as you've pushed this on campus? I mean, obviously, University of Chicago is a great school, but one might think a little bit more liberal.
That's a great question. So for the most part, I've had very good responses because ultimately what it comes down to is people who are open-minded versus closed-minded, not necessarily ideological. And so University of Chicago students are far more open-minded than students at most schools. But the nice thing is I've had very liberal students from Brown, other schools like that, who are all on board with supporting this statement and the work that we're doing. So I've had very little pushback from students or faculty, but obviously people will oppose anything that is pro-free expression, unfortunately, because they feel it makes them unsafe.
Right.
Makes them scared.
Right.
We were discussing last week about a street artist in LA. The hot new street artist in LA is trolling liberals,
mm-hmm.
and he's pro-Trump. He was anti-Trump during the election, and now he's pro-Trump. So he maintains that being conservative is, he said, I'm anti-establishment because Republicans are so against big government and liberals are so for big government that Republicans are now becoming, conservatives are now becoming the new anti-establishment movement, and that's going to be, you know, where you're going to start to see college students go now. Because it's so counter. Do you see that any of that brewing at all?
So if he's anti-establishment, that makes him pro-establishment?
No, that's not how that goes.
Okay, obviously, I hadn't heard about him, but I think that there's definitely a lot of that amongst some strands of conservative college students because there's definitely an appeal to kind of be almost hipster on the right in that sense, which is kind of what I think the street artist is probably doing. So there's definitely an appetite for things like that. On college students, really that cuts across ideological perspectives, I'd say.
How about the schools firing some of these teachers? You had the teacher we were just talking about at University of Delaware, the teacher at Essex County Community College, both getting their walking papers for making what were absolutely racist comments.
So that's a great question. I really agree with what Tom was saying earlier that, you know, as conservatives, it's important for us to not just defend conservative professors who are under fire, which happens in the exceptions where there are conservative professors on faculty, but it's important to recognize that if you're pro-free speech, pro-free expression, if you're not defending controversial speech and expression, especially when it's what you don't agree with, you're not really defending free expression as a principle, you're just defending what you believe in when it's convenient. So I think it's unfortunate what they said, obviously, but I don't necessarily think they should have been fired.
So, but what about, as we've discussed, what about the fact that you're representing a university?
Right.
You're representing, so your employer has the right to fire you if you're out there representing, like you said, University of Chicago, the students tend to be more tolerant. They're representing, you know, you are here kind of representing the University of Chicago.
Oh, boy. Okay, pressure's on.
Well, Matthew, what do you think is the big, beyond free speech, what are you concerned? I mean, obviously, you're a councilman in Chicago, but what do you see as the big issue facing millennials?
So I think that we don't really have, on a large scale, an impression and an understanding of the importance of free expression, free speech as a principle. We understand there's a First Amendment, but we don't understand how, you know, a lot of people who try to shut down speakers don't understand that that logic would absolutely shut them down. Mm-hmm. Everyone at some point in their lives has had a position that someone has wanted to shut down. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. I mean, we saw this same logic used against advocates of civil rights, you know, about 50 years ago,
right.
even. So it's, we need to understand that there is a pendulum that swings both ways, you know. Not too long ago was the right that was doing a lot of this, and now it's the left doing a lot of this.
And we're going to actually discuss that coming up about this idea of shutting down speakers, whether it's in town halls or whether it's on campuses. This is Matthew Foley, the founder of Students for Free Expression. We have more with him coming up. It is joining Tom and I this morning is Matthew Foley. He is the founder of Students for Free Expression, trying to actually spread that idea to college campuses around the country where it is very greatly needed. And you had brought up just before we talked to Jamie there to get everybody to work about this idea of disrupting free speech. And there were some protests at the University of Wisconsin protesting
Ben Shapiro.
Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, right from the Daily Wire, the editor-in-chief, and they wouldn't let him speak. And this has happened all over. We know it happened to Ann Coulter in Berkeley. It's happened to Berkeley being the hotbed of it all. So the University of Wisconsin, this happened, the State Assembly in Wisconsin, in response to this, passed the Campus Free Speech Act, and it will suspend and maybe expel students in the system, in the University of Wisconsin system, if they repeatedly disrupt campus speakers because they don't like what the person has to say. You're an advocate of free speech. So now does their free speech have to be silenced in order to let the other person speak?
That's a great question. So Speaker Robin Voss of Wisconsin has done an excellent job bringing this to the forefront on a legislative level. And I don't think the bill is absolutely perfect, but this is ultimately what it comes down to. His office had asked me to testify about the conference that we'd had at University of Chicago to talk about why students view free speech as absolutely essential. And so ultimately, everyone tends to, I think, erroneously view a lot of these events as being solely a conflict between speaker and protester. But ultimately, there's a third side, which is the audience that went either to listen, learn, challenge, etc., the speaker. And ultimately, their right to do that is absolutely violated when protesters shut down the speaker. And protest is obviously something that is critically important in America's history. But where I draw the line, where many draw the line, is if you use your right to free speech, which you obviously have to protest, to violate someone else's right to free speech, to speak, to then ask the questions, what have you, that is where your rights go too far. Because you can do everything you want until you cross that line is, I think, the reasonable standard. I think that's the standard the Wisconsin law has. And a lot of states across the country are taking up similar legislation that I think is a very important thing to look forward to.
I think it's sad we have to have that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
Matthew, do you, on campus, have you had any negative experiences of professors, members of the faculty challenging what you've been trying to do? Or have they been pretty universal in support?
Not at the University of Chicago. It's been an absolutely fantastic environment.
Good.
They're
good.
Liberal, conservative professors, everyone.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, Matthew Foley, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with everything you're doing. And I'm sure that in the future, we're going to hear a lot from you.
Look, I encourage everyone to apply to UChicago. Thanks so much for having
thank
me on this morning.
Thank you so much.